Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Pleased to have on the phone with me now Mark Grebner, who is chair of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Good evening, Mark. How are you?
I'm just ducky.
You know, I always love that answer. You know I do. So I thank you for that this evening. A couple of subjects I wanted to talk to you about. One is redistricting, but first I'd like to start with the Ingham County Road Commission and some issues that have come before the board recently with the Road Commission. And just yesterday we heard news that there was going to be an independent consultant of sorts to come in to kind of reevaluate and take a look at things there. What is your take on what's happened there and the idea of a consultant coming in? Is that a good idea?
Well, I think it's a good idea to put the controversy behind us. I feel like it's kind of a tempest in a teapot. As far as I'm concerned, if you put together a list of the Road Commission's responsibility, probably number one on the list would be something about repairing pavement, and number two would be plowing snow, and three would be, you know, signage, and four would be speed limits, and you'd get, you know, down about the second page of this list, you'd get to something about ethnic sensitivity. And I'm afraid that some of the members of my Board of Commissioners think that the number one job of the Road Commission is diverse hiring practices. Like, that's the most important thing, and that mere snow plowing would be on the second page of the priority list. And so I'm afraid that a lot of this controversy is caused by sort of a difference in view of what the Road Commission should be doing with its time and money. And even though I don't live in a rural area, I just feel like there are people out there who kind of need that plowing, who kind of need the trees trimmed back from the intersection, and who really are not that concerned about sensitivity to diverse cultures.
Well, it feels, and I've had several people on discussing it, and I thank you so much for your remarks on this. It just feels like it's all being micromanaged, and it just feels like there's a lot of politics going on here.
Well, again, if you think that the most important thing about the Road Commission is who they hire and how people get on their list and so forth, you would think that there was a tremendous problem out there. The road commissions tend to be very ingrown, not just Ingham, but every road commission. It's a blue-collar government job, and it's a good job. And so the people who are there tend to work to get their relatives hired. I mean, that's a truth, you see, that the people who are on our staff know each other and are interrelated in various ways. And so every time we hire somebody, they tend to be relatives, in-laws, high school friends, neighbors of somebody who already works for us. We're not really doing a very good job of reaching outside. But in the greater scheme of things, if the real job of the Road Commission is, you know, to fix bridges, then that's not such a big deal. But if you believe that the real job of the Road Commission is to represent the county's workforce in a diverse and something or other way, which just makes my head hurt to think about, then micromanaging is the right answer, because after all, you know, what about all of this kind of, I hate to say, I wouldn't quite call it incestuous, let's just say it looks a little bit nepotistic.
Well, and that's what it kind of, that's what it looks like from the outside as well. As you said, if there are members of the Board of Commission who are going to spend their time trying to get, as you said, friends, relatives.
Well, it's not the Board of Commissioners who is trying to get their members. The real problem is that the employees are all kind of intermarried, that they all kind of live within 15, 10 miles of each other, that many of them knew each other in childhood. When a job comes open, somebody on the Road Commission staff knows about it a year in advance and begins maneuvering a nephew to be eligible for it the day that it opens up. That's you know, that's the way blue-collar jobs work in the real world. You know, these are not college professors. These are guys driving trucks, okay? And you know, we can fight against it. We can try to improve it, but that's the reality of the road commission. Road commission and other blue-collar jobs that don't involve, you know, paperwork and college degrees and so forth, there is a tendency for them to be, especially the ones that are good jobs like this, to be carefully prized and passed along from father to son.
Well, I appreciate the clarification. I thought you said earlier it was some of the board of commissioners who were.
No, they're fighting against this because they would like people that maybe of their ethnic group to be able to get jobs, and it's hard to get somebody squeezed into this group because you can just imagine that the people we're talking about are mighty rural, and let's just, you know, you can kind of imagine where that all goes.
So I appreciate that clarification.
Okay.
So the Board of Commissioners is trying to get a broader, more diversity into the Road Commission, and the Road Commission folks and employees are bringing in their own folks, and they're knowing about the jobs
They've
ahead of time.
They've done that for about 100 years, and I'll bet you every road commission in the state faces the same situation. I also say it's not the Board of Commissioners that's trying to do this. It's a handful of our members who are just obsessed with this as a problem.
How do we get people refocused on plowing the roads and trimming the trees?
I haven't figured that out yet. I just go to these meetings and roll my eyes and kind of suggest that, you know, fixing bridges, it ought to be on the first page, you know? Anyway.
Do you think a consultant can unwrap some of this and peel back some of the layers and help change things a bit?
Well, I think that it will just answer the problem, answer the complaints. That part of this is that there are a bunch of accusations that have been made privately about processes, hiring decisions, and so forth that have been made over the years. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to lay those to rest. They basically have been blown out of proportion, and I think that, you know, we're getting close to the point of a witch hunt. You know, when members of the Board of Commissioners accuse the Road Commission of having done terrible things which can't be mentioned in public, and so no one can ever dispute them because the accusations are never made publicly. So if we hire somebody who can get to the bottom of all those accusations, I think we'll discover there's a whole lot of nothing under them. And then they can get back maybe to not having this, you know, the endless backbiting, arguing about the past.
Well, because the Joe Gunther Mitchell. Thank you, Mitchell. I'm sure they want this to be cleared up, their names to be cleared up as well. So that does need to happen.
I supported both Tom Mitchell and Joe Gunther in their appointment. I tried very hard to get Tom Mitchell reappointed. These are people who actually care about roads, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the Board of Commissioners makes bad appointments from time to time, and this isn't the worst appointment we've ever made when we replaced the two of them, but it wasn't one of our better ones.
Well, you know, Mark, we're going to have to get to reapportionment later because I love talking about that, the subject we were on. So I'll look forward to calling you back. Thank you so much for your time tonight, sir.
All righty. Take care.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Grebner, chair of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.